This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot, your LAFC gateway drug and the only podcast that this one's not written, guys. Oops, all banter. I'm your host, Travis Helwig.
I'm Darren Miller.
And I'm Vince LaRosa.
And we're here to give you the loosest of the loose. We have an off week, boys. But no days off for us.
This counts as a day off. We are that loose.
What do you mean? I did extensive research. I looked at all the responses. I've got my lists. You guys didn't.
Fuck. Okay. Did you?
I think we're all doing our respective drafts here.
Oh. So if we're not doing homework,
just he throws it over his shoulder.
So this is so far no different than a normal episode. Vince does the homework and we fuck around.
I write a bunch of things that end up being untrue in a week.
Sorry, Vince does the homework. Travis does something.
I do the busy work.
I kind of wish you had it just on like scraps of paper around the house, like just little like LAFC jokes, and every once in a while you're like, oh yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. Oh, too. It's too late though. That was a good one.
Did you ever watch it on the fridge? Like late in his life when Norm MacDonald was doing that like online show? Have you ever seen clips from that?
Yes.
It was just like he would do basically what Vince is saying. There would just be cards on the desk and he'd be across from like, I don't know, a famous person, and he'd just pick up a card and be like, hey, you hear about the doctor who went to the zoo? And then he would just tell a joke to a famous person.
He would also stare at them for like long period, like because they were thinking the same thing, like, wait, what's going on? Like, is it gonna be funny? Is it gonna be more serious? And he would just kind of like watch them squirm, which obviously he loved. He would just kind of sit there and then be like, all right, let's see what this one's got. It was so good.
He's the fucking funniest. I'm so sad that he's dead. So we're going to do a mailbag. You guys sent in questions, a lot of them on Patreon. We got a bunch on Instagram, a bunch on Twitter. Fewer on Twitter than I intended. Although I feel like Twitter, are people not using it anymore? Are we done with it?
Yeah, that's not our fault.
You know what I found out?
There's an elephant in the room there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twitter's been on fire for a while. People left Threads and I think they came back. Like I was like, I'll check out what's going on Threads, and things are happening there again.
I will go back there because you know how they're going to start charging everyone on Twitter? I'm not going to pay them. So all the Happy Foot, Sad Foot tweets are going to be on Threads after that. Sure. So get ready, guys.
Good tease.
I ain't fucking paying Elon Musk. Fuck that dude.
Yeah, let's pay Mark Zuckerberg.
I had a thing that I wanted to try right up top on the show to get us into it. This is going to take a little bit of work because it is going to be a draft, but I think it's fun. And I don't think we've done it on the show before. I want us to draft MLS logos. And I want us to pick our top three. And you can't pick LAFC. LAFC's off the board. Let's do – I won't go first because it was my idea. Will you guys each say a number between 1 and 10?
7.
9.
Vince wins. The number was 4. All right. I'm going to pull up the logos.
I know. I'm trying to find the best way to look at it. MLS used to like, this, have it all across the top.
We did a version of this. We did have a version of this discussion at one point just about who was it. I want to say.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Montreal?
Let's just do a draft real quick. I don't think we've
No, no. We haven't had this version of the discussion. There was a team we were talking about, and then we started talking about their logo and like.
Oh, because Montreal looks like a bubble.
Is that what it was?
All right. So it goes Vince, Darren, me. LAFC's off the board.
I'm so glad you said that because I remember when it first came out, we were still doing 110 football. It was like, we were just like chatting about it. And I swear, Connor walks in the room and he's like, what are you guys talking about? We're like, the Montreal crest. He goes, yeah, it looks like a bottle. Like just out of the blue. Like just, it was like we had a conversation going for like 20 minutes. He's just like, huh? And like literally just like casually walked away. I like could not ever get that out of my mind. And I'm just so glad that his brain looks like a bottle. Somewhat similar to yours.
Yeah. I mean, it's a snowflake, right?
Oh, I suppose. Thought they were the Montreal Butts.
Butts.
Club de foot. All right, Vince, take us away. What's one?
Wow, this is hard. Because I'm not saying, that LAFC by far is like one, but they're definitely in the top tier.
For sure.
Because now that I'm looking at them, I'm like, oh, that one, no. And then I'm like, no. You know what? I love a round crest. And this is going to be probably, people are going to be like, this is the stupidest call. But like, there's something about the light blue and the red. I love Chicago's crest.
Oh.
And I know like that this was, you know, it took them a couple of times to figure it out.
Yes.
But I think that this is a very good one.
It is pretty.
Yeah, it's a good mesh of their heritage with some newness. And then, like I said, just a personal thing. There's something about round crest. I just think they're cool. But it's funny. I'm like, not enough teams have it. But now that I'm looking at it, there's way too many MLS teams.
About half MLS teams have it now. Yeah. But the Chicago one's cool because it's also based on the Chicago flag, which is cool, and the star. Mm-hmm. They did a good job. All right, Darren, you're up.
Yeah, I also like the Chicago kits, and I feel like I'm in the minority there, but I like them. Oof, what's my pick? Let's see. I'm going to pick FC Cincinnati.
Interesting.
I think it's a good combination of like the orange is pretty loud and not obnoxious, but it's like we're fucking here. The shape is unique, but also like polished and kind of formal. Like it's proper. You know,
it's
got a good mix of like classic and character. You hate it?
Yeah, I think it's bad.
Oops, you've made it to a dead end. That means you're not a Patreon subscriber. And if you'd like to watch the whole episode or listen to the whole episode, you can just by becoming a friend of the foot at patreon.com/happyfootsadfoot.
And I want all of you to know that Darren just came up with that oops, you made it to a dead end thing on the top of his head. I had no idea he was going to do that. And it was pretty good. It's much better than the edit that we just recorded where I did it, and we're going to use this one.
You ruined the illusion again, Travis. 2 for 2.
Well, they won't know that I ruined it 2 for 2 because this is the only one that they will ever hear. Well,
I guess that makes me 1 for 1.
Patreon.com/happyfootsadfoot if you want to. I owe you whatever. We can end it wherever.
Okay.
We can end it wherever is definitely going to happen.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.